This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Bill Cassidy said in a tweet in January that no one will lose coverage.
Together Louisiana is taking U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy to task for his latest health care votes.
He was a doctor at Earl K. Long Hospital and treated patients without insurance. He knows what Medicaid is and what it does.
Broderick Baggard, executive director of the statewide coalition of churches and community groups, says they're perturbed that Cassidy voted for opening debate on repealing the Affordable Care Act. Together Louisiana member Stephanie McCoy says she's terrified where these debates could lead.
My daughter and I have hereditary conditions that require daily medication to keep us alive. If we lose Medicaid, we lose our access to health care. Her health is worse than mine, and she will die without health care.
On July 9th, Cassidy told Fox News Sunday,
I have reservations about the Senate bill. Non-starter. I think it's wrong.
But Together Louisiana says Cassidy's vote for the Better Care Reconciliation Act Tuesday was a betrayal of what he'd told them earlier this month.
Senator Cassidy was one of the very few people, it might be a club of two, him and John McCain, who had articulated a critique of that bill and then voted for that. In a meeting with us, we asked him specifically about this bill. He said he wasn't for a tax cut bill masquerading as a health care bill. He said he wasn't for cuts that would devastate the program. And he said, I cannot support this in its current form. It is dead on arrival.
But Cassidy has also said repeatedly,
we need to do something different than Obamacare. We got to get it right.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.